Good morning. It's 93.1 The Border and Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price. Of course, September 30th is National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and many of our local organizations are coming together for a walk on that day to mark the date and to obviously bring awareness to everything that it stands for and things that we need to reflect on as a country and as a community. And we have with us one of the people that's helping to organize and spearhead this walk, Samantha Korzynski, with the Gizwa-Dizwin Health Access Center, to talk about the walk. Good morning, Samantha.
Morning.
It's the second annual National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Can we talk a little bit about the importance of holding an event like this in our community?
It's really important to bring awareness to people. Obviously, not everyone is aware of residential schools still, and we want to make people aware that there's still survivors out there and that we want to hear their stories, and we want people to remember the children that never made it home from those residential schools. It's a really important day to bring awareness to the whole community, really.
Can we talk a little bit about the specifics? How are things taking place on the 30th?
We'll be starting off at the Fort Francis Marina. We're going to be doing an opening ceremony with one of our elders, and then we will be walking from the marina down the riverfront, over the overpass, and down Idyllwild, ending at the monument on the Nanacost grounds.
And so obviously it is a day to come together. It's a day for reflection, and as you've mentioned, awareness. It's something where everybody's going to be encouraged to wear orange, I would assume, right?
Yes, and we're also going to have 500 orange shirts available for that day. It's going to be first come, first serve.
And that's obviously important. People can show their support and show their solidarity. After the walk, I know that there are going to be some other things taking place.
We're providing, again, 500 lunches, first come, first serve, and then we also have a couple of our elders who are going to be telling their survivor stories.
And that's incredibly important to hear. It literally puts a face to everything that we're trying to continue the dialogue on.
Absolutely, and we are going to have children's tables and children's activities, and we've actually heard some of the schools are going to be bringing their classes down, so that's really good to hear, just so that they can understand what the day is all about and hear those survivor stories.
So the awareness walk starts at 9. It wraps up roughly around noon with lunch and speakers. That will be going till about 2 o'clock, and then there's going to be a powwow, right?
Yes, we are running a powwow from 2 to 10 o'clock, so grand entry will be at 2 o'clock, and then there's a fish fry supper that's going to be provided at 5 o'clock. Vendors are allowed, so if you want to set up a shop or sell anything, we encourage you to contact Mackenzie Archie at Tribal Health to set that up with her.
And of course, that's a great aspect of the day as well, because not only is it a day to reflect, and I don't think there's anything that says you can't have a positive coming together, right?
Exactly, yeah, and that's why it was so nice that we could get all these different agencies together last year. Everyone kind of had their own event, but this time we wanted to come together and have one really big event so no one's missing out. And we want to make sure that everyone feels that they can attend this event. The whole community is invited. It's not just for people who are Indigenous. We want everyone to come.
And that's very important, too, because I think we need to start realizing the history of our country honestly, no matter what we look like, no matter what our cultural roots are, right?
Exactly, yeah.
There is a list on your Facebook page of all of the groups that are coming together.
We have the United Native Friendship Center. Fort Francis OPP is going to be running traffic control. We have Tribal Health. We have Agency One. We have Treaty 3 Police. We have Canadian Mental Health. We have Shunya Services, Agency One Services, Wet'suwet'en, and actually New Gold has offered to also partner with us as well. And Seven Gems is also involved, and obviously also the Gizwa-Dizwin Health Access Center.
It is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation taking place Friday, September 30th. There is going to be a walk that is starting at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's going to lead to lunch, speakers, and a powwow. Where can people go if they'd like to learn more about this walk?
All of these agencies, we all have it posted on our Facebook pages. They can contact myself or Mackenzie Archie at Tribal Health. And we also have a page posted if people want to volunteer for the day, they can contact myself.
That's perfect, because I know a lot of these events don't happen without hard work and volunteers.
Absolutely, yes. And we've had a lot of businesses in town that have been really great. The Rendezvous has offered to provide us with some ice for the day. Betty's is donating some things.
I'm really glad to hear that the community is recognizing and, again, doing a little reflection on September 30th.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to make sure that everyone knows that it's an inclusive event, and we encourage everyone to attend.
Samantha Korzynski, the program manager at Gizwadizwin Health Access Center, one of the many groups helping to make this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation walk and surrounding events possible. Thank you so much for your time. We've also got the details over on our events tab at 931theborder.ca. We appreciate you and everyone coming together to create this event.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.